This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Through the year we waited through spring and fall, to hear silver bells ringing and winter time bringing the happiest season of all. And I wish Judy Garland would sing the chorus in her own way.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
It doesn't get any better than that. Those chestnuts on some open fire somewhere. Hopefully you'll be with loved ones this Christmas. It's pretty bleak, some of these predictions with Omicron. I'm going to talk about that. New York, in fact, smashing case records for a fourth straight day. Meanwhile, in Northern California, it was a quaky day, 6.2 magnitude, shaking up Northern California, right along the coast. It was described as scary. That's when you walk into a salon and everything's on the floor. It's when you wake up and realize the dishes have flown off the shelves. I was there once in my life, and it was enough for me to live in an earthquake zone. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, so thrilled as always to be the skipper of this ship. We have the lights on, just visualize it, and we're cruising in some choppy water right now, so you better buckle up. It is Omicron. It is sweeping nations, not just the United States. Some of what we do know about this is that it is multiplied by unbelievable numbers. Just a couple of weeks ago, 5 to 10% of the people who got COVID-19 had this new thing called Omicron that people were talking about. Now it's 73% or higher. It is a massive spreader. In the United States, we hadn't had a death, but before I came on the air, there was a death in Harris County outside of Houston, Texas. It's right in that area. We don't know whether or not the 50-plus-year-old man had an underlying condition or was vaccinated, so stay tuned for more on that story, but that is a very, very big deal. Listen, it's not political, and I've said this so many times about the vaccines and the boosters. I've talked about the former President Trump, who now has said many times he's been vaccinated. He is out doing a few tours and whatnot with Bill O'Reilly, and the former Prez was with his old pal Bill O'Reilly. They were at an audience, and they both revealed to the audience that they were triple vaccinated, that they had gotten the shots and were boosted, and the crowd, some in the crowd anyway, started to boo, and the 45th president said, now listen, come on now. So it was during the tour's final show in Dallas, Texas, that they both revealed, yeah, we've been vaccinated. And he said, you know, don't do it. That's what Trump said. He said, don't do it. He said, listen, we saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years. So he was taking credit for pushing the vaccine forward during his administration. But it wasn't the whole crowd booing, but there were definitely people that were booing in the crowd. So I'll say this again. It shouldn't be political. It should be about the science. It should be about wanting to live, because this is what we're seeing. It's reported over and over and over and over and over and over. How many times can I say that again? That in hospitals where people are getting COVID-19 symptoms to the worst point of not being able to breathe, and it happens to be Omicron or Delta, which is the one that's really knocking everyone down and killing people still, they're 95% is the total that I heard from Johns Hopkins. They're not vaccinated. So you do the math, you decide. But this is some dark days, and this is where we are at right now. 6.3 million people in the U.S. will travel during Christmas. Some have already done that. They're already traveling to and fro wherever it is that they're going. And it's terrible timing, of course, because now people are desperate to self-test, and there are lines around the country for testing and getting those tests at pharmacies, where a lot of the tests are simply out because so many people want to do it. There just aren't any available. It's not everywhere, but it's a lot of places. It's just not available. So I'll say it again. Here's what's happened. The NHL has decided, the National Hockey League, professional hockey, they decided this is too much for us, we're done. We're putting the season, they didn't want to, just like the rest of us. Listen, I don't want to be in this hellish situation. I hate it. But the NHL said, it poses a threat. We can't do this. We're learning from medical experts about this virus, and it's spread. And we know there are ways to get protected, but we can't deal with the amounts of tests, et cetera, that we're seeing. So we're simply going to go on pause for now. 51 NFL players, they're not going on pause, went on the COVID-19 reserve list on Monday. That included Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce. So that's where we're at with that. That's why the NHL said, yeah, we're not going to do this. We cannot do it. We cannot do it. Again, do I like being in this situation? No, no, and no. There are a couple of big cases that are getting ready to go to juries. In fact, they're going to juries. One of them is about this police officer, Kim Potter, who's charged with manslaughter in the death of Dante Wright. So a lot of people are talking about this because was it a mistake? It was a mistake, but is it a mistake that's going to cost her time in prison because she fatally shot Dante Wright when she thought she was going for her taser? She's an ex-Minnesota police officer who broke down in tears the entire time, really, when she was on the stand talking about what happened. So now 12 jurors are really tasked with this decision, deciding if Kim Potter, the former cop, is guilty of first and second degree manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Wright earlier this year. It's very sad to see. You know, she meant to tase him. There's no question, because she says it in the video. You see taser, taser, but it wasn't taser. It was that she shot, and she was actually training another officer. And I think that this case is one to pay attention to, because what does it mean for culpability of making mistakes, again, confusing a firearm for a taser and using deadly force? And she used the force, the taser, that she thought she was using because she thought he would injure another officer as he was getting ready to drive away. The defense argues that the refusal to comply with officers caused his own death. So what does it mean? Reckless, culpable negligence. What does it mean on the part of Kim Potter? And will the jury look at that and decide that she is guilty? I don't think this is going to stay very long with the jury. We'll see if there's a decision by the end of the week. There's another big case that has gone to the jury, and I hope they throw the book at her. What is it? Who is it? Next.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Poor little Arthur is sad. I'm getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause I didn't wanna be bad. Jim promised me a sable coat, just for a little kiss. A diamond ring and motorboat, just for a little kiss. He said, I'll buy out the stores, everything I have is yours. I will be your Santa Claus, just for a little kiss.
It's amazing what they can do with holiday songs, isn't it? Very cute. Merry Merry and all that stuff in between, whatever you celebrate. The holidays are definitely upon us. We are in the thick of it and at the tail end of the year. Hard to believe. Hey, coming up, we've got a rewind of 2021. Some of the biggest stories that happened that we talked about a lot on this show. And obviously, you know the biggest one. You know the biggest one. But this story was pretty big, in fact. Ghislaine Maxwell, the jury began deliberating in that sex trafficking trial. And they'll decide whether she was Jeffrey Epstein's partner in crime by recruiting and grooming young girls for him to sexually abuse. It's 12 people, of course, just as all the juries are. They weigh 6 counts against the former British socialite, including sex trafficking of a minor, sex trafficking conspiracy. So how about this? She turns 60 on Christmas Day. She'll be behind bars still. She faces, I think, a maximum of 70 years in federal prison if convicted on all counts. In closing statements, the assistant U.S. attorney, Allison Moe, insisted Maxwell played an integral role in a scheme that was hatched by the nefarious Epstein in his pursuit of underage girls. Just sickening, all the horrible details about this. But Maxwell was his right hand, she says, and I believe it. But what will the jury say after hearing everything that they have heard, all the loops, all the testimony, etc.? I mean, look, prosecutors called 24 witnesses, including 4 accusers, who alleged in detail, very graphic detail, how Maxwell readied them up for abuse by the convicted pedophile Epstein. And in her summation, she highlighted that testimony and said it was textbook grooming of those girls. So where does it go from there? Her attorney, on the other hand, are saying this is about sensationalism and that's all it's about. And they've tried to undermine the accusers throughout the trial and paint her as an innocent woman scapegoated by prosecutors after Epstein killed himself while awaiting trial in 2019, saying that it has nothing to do with Ghislaine and everything to do with Jeffrey Epstein. So I think the jury absolutely is going to convict. I could be wrong. I'm just reading the tea leaves and the room and everything that I've heard about this case, and even some people that I talked to about Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell. But that doesn't mean anything. It's up to the jury to look at the letter of the law and what they've heard and decide what happens with Maxwell. What is her fate? Is she gone? Is she free? Or is she, in fact, locked up for many, many, many years to come? All right, better for this to happen before, I think, the big day that Santa comes down the chimney than to have it happen when he is. 6.2 earthquake hit near a place called Eureka, California, on Monday afternoon. It happened right around lunch, a traditional lunchtime, like 12:10. And Petrolia, in fact, was the town just south of Eureka, if we were going to be exact and we looked at a chart. The National Weather Service said that no tsunami was expected, and it didn't happen. But it was pretty scary. You know, wine, soap, dishes fell off shelves and onto floors. You could see there were videos of people that were in grocery stores where things had fallen down and shelves had fallen down, that kind of thing. There were some storefront windows that were shattered along Main Street in a place called Ferndale, which is between Eureka and Petrolia. So all of that, you know, shows that this was what happens when you have an earthquake. What's wild about an earthquake, since I didn't grow up in an earthquake area and really knew very little until I did some time in California, lived in California, by the way. That's what I mean by doing time. And there was a big earthquake, and I felt the aftershocks, or we felt the aftershocks. I was in the middle of a newsroom, and someone screamed earthquake. And, of course, almost everyone in the newsroom, except for me and one other person, were Californians. So they just know that sometimes this can happen. And for me, I was just caught kind of off guard, and someone said, just get under the desk. So I just got under the desk, and you just kind of, it was a shaky feeling, right? But it didn't last very long. It was poof, over within maybe 10 seconds. So I can only imagine what it's like when it's really big and you're right on top of it, and it's not an aftershock, and it's not where you're further down from where that fault line is. There's always that conversation when you live in California about the big one. When is it going to hit? What's going to happen? You know, all that kind of stuff. All right, what do you do with a pile of rusting steel? You know, one of the stories of the Trump administration, the former president's time in office, was the border wall, building a border wall because of the horrible things that are happening at border crossings and the mess that we've had for a very long time with illegal immigration, right? This was one of the more thumbs up or thumbs down things about what Donald Trump wanted to do as president. But right now, you got this wall that was being built and then not being built. So you have apparently thousands of heavy steel slats that were supposed to become part of this border wall that are rusting in open air all along the Southwest. You know what bollards are? Those really solid things when you pull up to a grocery store, there's maybe a couple of them in front or sometimes other places. 18 or 33 feet long hollow posts, most of them reinforced with concrete and rebar. They're worth like $250 million. So the Department of Defense owns most of the steel, but what will or can be done with it? It's interesting. I was reading a piece in The Atlantic. It made me think about it. And plus, I've gotten some emails from some of you about what's going on with the wall. And, you know, the current president campaigned that there was there's nothing about the wall. Didn't say anything about the wall, but said the immigration and border policies would be reversed. It would be handled differently. So there's no question that that was just going to be done. And so now what you have is you had construction crews that were working around the clock to erect more and more miles of wall. And there are places where you can see it, but it's not done, of course. And so you've got this construction that took place over 4 years, and then you've got now just chunks of, you know, evidence of construction that's just gone silent, like almost like a ghost town relic of, oh, look what was being built just over yonder near this Guadalupe Canyon. You've got all these bollards and, you know, 30 huge stacks forming a ring in the center, which were piles of light poles, PVC piping, electrical wires, prefab concrete, tangles of steel mesh, and long snakes of steel rebar. They're just sitting there. So that Atlantic piece was interesting by John Washington that I read, because it made me think, oh yeah, what happens now? It's like orphaned off. So you look at the terrain in the Guadalupe Canyon, and to build there, it's about $41 million a mile to build, but it's fragmented. So they're not going to take that up like in Arizona. I can't imagine they're not going to put money into that, because the government, the federal government, was doing that. And I would imagine with that material, you would think they would want to get that if it's sitting unused in the desert and do something with it. You know, like look at, itemize it, figure out some place where it could be repurposed. But what is that place? Right. And where are they removing that to? Right. See, this is what happens. You know, when you have a changing of the guard, and especially when something is, we've seen it when it's half gone up. But usually it's in our imaginations, because it's bills that haven't been passed or reversals of policies. This is actually physical, you know, money that's been dumped into materials. Physically, we can see it. All right, coming up, rewind, a look back at some of the big stories of 2021.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. for them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. An outspoken and spirited U.S. Army veteran was arrested for the third time in a week while protesting against the city's vaccine passport mandate, this time at the Panera Bread and Gateway Center Mall in Brooklyn. This is USA Radio News. CNBC's Jim Cramer said Monday he's tested positive for COVID and isolating at home with a mild case.
I have COVID. I came down with COVID on Thursday night. I had tested in the morning. I didn't have COVID. Tested in the evening. I had COVID. Woke up Friday. Felt pretty good. Woke up Saturday. Worked out hard. Woke up yesterday.
Without a booster, Moderna's vaccine has been found to be far less effective against Omicron. The company said it'll continue to develop an Omicron-specific booster. His agenda undermined by a member of his own party and a pandemic once again raging out of control, President Joe Biden heads into his second year in office with the central premise of his presidency in peril. Biden's main campaign argument to the American people in his case for deposing Donald Trump was that he could make the government work again, that it could do big things and deliver for its citizens, and that order, not chaos, could return to Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yeah, let's hit the rewind of 2021 on some of the biggest stories that we lived through or certainly watched from the sidelines. I think one of them just recently happened, sadly, Kentucky devastated in that winter tornado outbreak that also hit so many other states, a handful of them, Illinois, Tennessee, Missouri, Arkansas. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, victims still being accounted for days and days later. So sad, 80-plus people, 30 tornadoes, and a chance for me to also mention, I mean, that's one of the biggest and devastating things to happen to people that we care about, fellow Americans. The thing that you can do is just even, you know, $10, 90999. That's to the American Red Cross. That money is used to help the people there. A lot of Americans have gone, helped with the cleanup, helped to try to bring more water, more food, whatever, still these weeks later. And that's the beautiful thing about helping people when they are in need. You just go and help them, and that's what's really, really absolutely happened in this case. You can't bring people back, and it's horrible to see how devastated the people have been in that region. But the fact that people have reached out the way that they have, bravo, bravo, bravo. And speaking of tornadoes, how about a hurricane? Hurricane Ida hitting Louisiana, leaving so many victims, so much damage across 8 states. Hit Louisiana with 150 mile an hour winds, more than a foot of rain. and just every state in its path, that whereas it was moving north, killing more than 60 people, and some of the shocking things, I think, about this was that, in fact, not too far from where I grew up in Philadelphia, people died because those roadways, the Schuylkill Expressway, which is right by the Art Museum, where the iconic statue of Sylvester Stallone as Rocky is, it was, you know, some of the steps underwater. People very close by finding themselves where their cars turned into boats, and they were shocked by that, not expecting it, not realizing, oh, that hit Louisiana, and we're watching and we're seeing in horror what's happening to people, but guess what? It's right in our backyard. And in New York, where you had so much of that water going to the subways and people dying in New York as well from Hurricane Ida, just not what anyone expected. A very, very big story. The weather played a big story in our lives. As always, the wicked curveball from Mother Nature. You never know what to expect. This was one of the sadder stories. U.S. troops preparing to meet that August 31st deadline to end America's longest war, that chaos that unfolded in Kabul. More than a dozen service members killed in that desperate attempt to get troops and allies out of the Taliban-controlled territory. Who can forget seeing those images, those young faces, too many people taken too soon as they were trying to help people, Afghans, you know, Afghanistan, people who had helped the U.S. and other allies. They were trying to help get them out of the country, and they were hit by terrorists. Its deadly explosions were terrible, and it did absolutely highlight the chaos that was the awful pullout, the way it was done. And then those planes that were filled with people to the brim and just get them out. And it was great to see afterwards how appreciative certainly the people were, the Afghani people that were eligible to be pulled out, their gratitude. Just, I can't tell you, I have a friend that is helping many of them assimilate, like figure out ways to get jobs, etc. And that's out of the goodness of what so many of those service members did to scramble to make it happen, because they were very, very, very pressed for time and wanted desperately to get as many people out as they could. And obviously, U.S. people as well, people that had been there, diplomatic people, other troops, families, whatever. And they did do that. They did do a great job and deserve our admiration for the way they did it. But they were handed a bad blueprint. There is no question about it. It had to happen. It just was not executed correctly. And it's not the people on the ground's fault. It's at higher levels of why things weren't organized just a little bit differently. How about New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigning finally after crazy details about sexual harassment claims? He just was not going to go. He was like glue to the title of governor of New York, right? So one by one, some of his allies started to fall, and eventually it was Cuomo Nomo. I mean, that was it. He had to go because of the details that were pouring out from all these different people, different women who, some of them had worked for him. I mean, he was even ordered just a handful of days ago to forfeit earnings from that $5.1 million book. Because why? Because he had gotten that money to do the book that he was doing, American Crisis Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, which was intended to capitalize on the moment and give him a financial cushion that would be there for his future. But it was a 12-1 vote just the other week, just last week, at the state's Joint Commission in New York on Public Ethics that stripped him of all the book's proceeds, right? So how about that? So everything that happened was in so many ways so twisted, and he contorted the facts beyond belief until finally nobody had any belief, or at least a lot of people didn't. His brother did. Chris Cuomo, who was an anchor on his own show on CNN, and then eventually Chris Cuomo got caught in the melee as well because of what he was doing behind the scenes to help his brother. It didn't jive with what the network considers what you can do in that position as a prime time anchor in trying to influence other people in the media. So Chris Cuomo also becomes part of the aftermath of that. I mean, he was getting $6 million for his role as the host of Cuomo Prime Time, and then he was fired by the network also just 3 weeks ago for what happened while he was trying to manipulate some things behind the scenes to help his brother. And so he's out, gone, done. And then there was an allegation of sexual misconduct made against Chris Cuomo. So you never know. I don't know where any of that goes, but that certainly was one of the biggest stories of 2021. This was a very big, sad story. Oh, Surfside, that condo collapse there in Miami, where so much is going underwater. There were town records that revealed a chronically strapped code compliance division responsible for working with an outdated, unorganized building department. Whoops. Could something have been done at Surfside before it turned so tragic and so many people died? And we watched in horror as that was happening back in June. So now at this point you have a grand jury report on the collapse that they're proposing dozens of policy changes. You hear the stories about, you know, the families that could have been there and, oh, they just weren't. You know, there's always those stories. Or the stories of the families that were there visiting their family, visiting their grandmother, their aunt, their friend, and being buried with that condo, going down in that horrible, horrible rubble, which happened on June 24th, 2021, at almost 1:30 in the morning. A 12-story beachfront condo in that Miami suburb of Surfside, partially collapsing. 98 people died. 4 people were rescued from the pile. 1 died of injuries after that at the hospital. 11 others were injured. 35 others were rescued the same day from an uncollapsed portion of the building. Thank goodness, but that was demolished 10 days later. Obviously not safe there. And the main contributing factor under investigation is the long-term degradation of the reinforced concrete structural support that was in the ground-level parking garage under the housing units. But there was water penetration and corrosion of the reinforcing steel. So those problems had been reported all the way back in 2018, and it was too late, baby, before this happened. And it is the third deadliest, maybe a lot of people don't know this, the third deadliest structural engineering failure in the United States. Needless to say, there were wonderful things that happened as well. On our next rewind, we will talk about some of those. Kenneth Hodder next. Stay with us.
Thank you.
guys, why settle for poor quality Pauti Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Salvation Army is estimating they're going to need 175 million to keep Americans in their homes this holiday season. You know, that's 50% more than what was raised through red kettles in 2020. The Salvation Army, I think, is, you can't say enough about it. It's so wonderful. They've provided more than 278 million meals and over 200 million in utility, rent, mortgage assistance since the beginning of the pandemic, and we know that people are struggling. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder is with us. He's the national commander of the Salvation Army. Commish, thanks for coming on.
Kate, thank you so much for the opportunity. These are important times.
Yeah, so tell us, why is it so important to keep giving through the new year?
Well, the Salvation Army serves year-round, Kate, as you've already illustrated. And the Salvation Army knows that right now, for the people we serve, the financial impact of the pandemic is far from over. There are still millions of people at risk of losing their homes. 17 million people are still food insecure. Millions more are living paycheck to paycheck. And, of course, now you're seeing the reemergence of an opioid epidemic, which means that our drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs are going to be heavily subscribed. And we've had natural disasters, which the Salvation Army needs to respond to. So it's important for people to know that the need is going to continue and indeed grow in the coming year.
So what is the fundraising goal to do the things that I mentioned and that you're talking about to keep Americans in their homes?
Well, right now, we're hoping to raise by the end of the year, particularly through our kettles, $175 million. And that will help us serve an estimated 30 million people in 2022.
Wow. And if you look at, of course, what's happened with the community, and you obviously move with the times as well, what has the Salvation Army adapted to the needs of the community over the years? How have you done that?
Well, Kate, we always operate by the adage that we must meet need at the point of need. So at our locations, which are in every zip code across the country, we simply tell the Salvation Army officer to do what needs to be done, because that community will have special needs. So that means that we'll serve millions of meals. It means we'll serve lots of folks in terms of drug and alcohol rehabilitation. It means that we'll provide emotional and spiritual care. It means we'll provide disaster services. The Salvation Army is going to constantly adapt as needs change.
Yeah, and this is so important. Where can the people listening to this go if they want to donate to the people who desperately need it that we've talked about?
Well, we'd like to suggest that they go to SalvationArmyUSA.org, where they can make a one-time gift or indeed provide a $25 a month sustaining gift, or they can call 1-800-SAL-ARMY. And that will give them information on volunteering, on what the Army is doing in their community. And I should note, Kate, when people give to the Army, they're helping their neighbors. The money is staying right there in their own community.
Ooh, I didn't even know that. That's so important, right there where you are, because there's needs across the board, certainly all over the United States. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for what you do, by the way.
Oh, you're very, very kind, Kate. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.
You too. It's so interesting. The Salvation Army is the largest social services organization in the U.S. You might have known that. They have 7,000 centers. They serve 30 million people a year. What's interesting about Commander Hodder is I looked into a little bit about him. Of course, he wants to make it all about this, and I agree. But what an interesting background. This is somebody who graduated from Harvard College, Harvard Law School, practiced corporate real estate law in Los Angeles before deciding, I got to help people. Boom, goes to the Salvation Army in 1986, and what he has done to help them, he has left a trail, and he is a good human being from everything that people have told me about the commission. This is a wonderful thing to keep in mind if you think about the things that I talked about when we did the rewind. The hurricanes, hey, we had the wildfires that were unbelievable, other natural disasters, the pandemic. So people are really, really hurting, and they rely on organizations like the Salvation Army. You know, it's interesting in talking to him about the Salvation Army, I was thinking about holiday meals and inflation. So holiday, I was just reading something about this with inflation, holiday meals. So let's just say you're not going for everything on the shelf, but you've got a pie, you like have eggnog, you have maybe if you're lucky because people don't have COVID or haven't tested positive for it, you have some extended family that's going to be in town. When you look at inflation and what it's done to food prices, wow. So, like, even holiday desserts, like 10% more because of the rising costs of ingredients, right? So people have had to boost the tags on dessert because bread, milk, eggs, all of that, and then getting the stuff, the goods to the stores, right? Because gasoline prices, although luckily they fell 6 cents. I just mentioned that a day ago. But a lot of places are expecting to even sell less. And then you had turkey, the cost of if people are eating turkey, right? People who partake. The sizes of flocks were down a little bit. And the headaches of delivery. In the UK, they had a big problem with this. They had a UK truck driver shortage just like we did, and that made the problem even worse, too. And the demand is high, right? Because people are worried that, oh my gosh, it's going to be another lockdown, especially like in the UK, or you're not going to be able to see people. So we got to hurry up and get this in. So they're taking a hit and paying way more for those turkeys. And overall, they say, looking at consumer pricing, an average family would pay anywhere from $15 to $25 more. And you might think, well, that's not much. I'm saying when you're being on the lean side, not when you're going for broke. Like, oh, we haven't seen people in a long time. We got to get some. Let's get 500 cookies if you can even find them or whatever it is. It would be certainly much, much more than that. But somehow you're finding the jingle in the pocket because champagne in some places is really flowing. And I talked to a local distributor about what was happening with alcohol, and like, oh, yeah, champagne always sells well this time of year, and it hasn't gone down. In fact, it's gone up maybe 5%. In France, champagne producers are preparing for annual record sales. Sales in 2021 are expected to top $6.2 billion above a previous peak 2 years ago before the coronavirus pandemic. They say it's been huge and so unexpected that there's been some breakdowns in the supply chain, like other products that we've talked about, like inflation, what's happened on the grocery shelves, paying more, all of that. Same thing. Champagne was already showing the biggest out-of-stock level among a lot of grocery categories in France, and also in some areas in the United States, we're seeing the same thing, because this is the time of year for that, right? So I think the people who produce it are pretty excited that if they can figure out ways to get it to where it needs to go, they at least are seeing an uptick in the demand for it. People want to celebrate, right? They want to celebrate something. The new year, the turning of the calendar, what's in store, the glasses half full, and some of it has champagne in it as we move into 2022. What is that going to look like? What is that going to look like for most of us? And the answer is, it's still that question mark. It's like the question mark that you, it's kind of like the question mark that you have to deal with, but you have to figure out a way to live with it for now. Let's put it that way. Thanks so much to Nate the Great for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals, and you, yes, you, for listening and supporting this show. Make it count, everybody.
A world where men are free. Someday at Christmas there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.